What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Kai's Match Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into a very entertaining WrestleMania Backlash. Let's jump right into the last match on the pre-show as Sheamus challenged Ricochet, but not for that United States Championship. Ricochet put up a pretty good fight here, landing some high-flying moves. Sheamus eventually ended the match with that bro kick. Although Ricochet was not done here, stealing Sheamus' hat, setting up a rivalry for them in the future. To start the main card, we had the women's triple threat match for that women's championship on Raw. Asuka, Rhea Ripley, and Charlotte. The match started off quick and high-paced, with Charlotte hitting a double natural selection on both Rhea Ripley and Asuka, but not putting the match away. Asuka then goes for the Asuka lock, but then Rhea Ripley reverses it into the Riptide, for Rhea Ripley to retain her women's championship. Awesome match, I thought. Very high-paced, action-packed, and what a way to start off the main card for WrestleMania Backlash. Next up, we had the Dirty Dog, Ziggler, and Robert Roode taking on the Mysterio family, Dominik and Rey. Although Dominik would not show up in this match until midway through the match, because on the pre-show, we learned that the Dirty Dogs attacked him before their match tonight. This was a well-ran match. It lasted about 20 to 30 minutes. Dominik eventually reappearing, tagging himself in, although it didn't look like it was going to help as the Dirty Dogs just beat him down. Dominik eventually tags in his father and Rey hits that patented 619, tagging back in his son, Dominik, to hit that iconic frog splash made famous by Eddie Guerrero for them to become the first father-son team to win the SmackDown Tag Team titles or win any tag team championships as a father and son duo. Pretty historic moment there. Next up, we had Damian Priest take on The Miz. Is before the match, John Morrison opens up the Lumberjacks locker room door, and all we saw were zombies in there. We had to know that this was going to be a shit show. All the Lumberjacks came down to the ring to start the match. Not really Lumberjacks, zombies, as I said before. This match was just chaotic and kind of stupid, with Damian Priest ending the match, hitting Miz with his finisher to get the win. The Miz getting attacked by the zombies, and it looked like he was getting eaten after, so we'll have to wait and see if Miz turns into a zombie, or if this is just a way to write him off of TV for a while. Bianca Belair then takes on Bayley next, as they are set to face each other for that women's championship. Bayley using her usual dirty tactics and heel maneuvers to try and get the upper hand, slowing down Belair's fast-paced moves, allowing her to take control. Bayley was taunting her and even choking her with her own hair. Belair ends up using that long braid to her advantage, wrapping it around Bayley to get that roll-up win, retaining her Women's SmackDown Championship. We then were set for a triple threat match for that WWE Championship, Bobby Lashley taking on Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre. With these behemoths in the ring just throwing each other around, high-paced physical action, it was great to see, really out to get one another. Drew goes for a claymore outside, but Braun evades, putting him right through the announcer's table. With both men slowly getting back into the ring, Bobby hits a spear on Braun to retain his WWE Championship. What a match this was. All superstars going after each other, getting thrown through LED boards, and it was just chaotic action, which I love to see. Our Universal Championship match main event was next, with Cesaro taking on Roman Reigns for his first opportunity at that Universal Championship. I'm not gonna lie, this match was very well put together. The match ends with Roman Reigns locking in that chokehold, with Cesaro trying to escape, unable to, making the ref call for the bell as Cesaro passed out. For your still Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. Well guys, that was it for a very entertaining WrestleMania Backlash. Let me know what you enjoyed most about this pay-per-view. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for a Monday Night Raw recap on Tuesday. Peace out. Yeah.